was this ride then, man? Just, I don't think anybody saw this production coming into the season.
Right.
It's been blowing up, and you're a big part of it.
Well, first and foremost, I want to give a lot of the credit to Coach Weaver. Coach Weaver has done a fantastic job with the pass rush plans. We work in conjunction as a D front. So whereas I know a lot of people have said, hey, Chuck, you've come in there and changed the trajectory of the pass rush. But I want to make sure everyone understands that Coach Weaver deserves a lot of credit. He's a defensive coordinator, basically coordinating the D front is what we call ourselves. And, you know, so I just want to make sure that people understand that it's just not me teaching pass rush and spins. He works with Dolph. I work with Beeks. I work with Mike P. He works with JD. So it all works together. And I think I just want to make sure that's understood. And that answers your question as well.
Chuck, you mentioned, you know, you guys both being in the same, both groups being in the same room. Can you speak to the importance of that and what impact that has had to have on
Yeah. Because I think when you look at that room, we're connected like a puzzle. You can't put a puzzle together without making sure all the pieces fit. So our D front is basically a puzzle. The edge guys do some of the same things that the interior guys do, or we'll replace them when it comes to the different fronts and different positions. You'll see we'll have Van Noy lined up in the three. Travis Jones at 350 lines up sometime in a five. Dolph over the nose, you know, JD plays multiple places. Brent Urban, he'll play defensive end. So people are like, man, this guy's 6'7", 300 pounds. So to me, it really is the evolution, honestly, of the NFL, particularly when you're in the base three-man front. Because our guys who play on the edge, think about it, those guys are truly hybrids. Jadeveon Clowney was probably a defensive end when he was at South Carolina. So when you look at it from that standpoint, this is the evolution, I believe, a lot of teams are going to start doing that, because you can't be in two separate rooms and try to come together and say, you know what, let's piece this again. So it's basically like I'm putting a puzzle together, then we'll wait and try to figure out how to put the other part together. So we're putting it all together at the same time.
With Clowney, what has allowed him to have the success that he has this year? I mean, he's had one of the best seasons of his career at this stage of his career.
Well, one thing I want to say about Jadeveon, it's what have you done now? This is Jadeveon Clowney who we see today. And it's a credit to him of his hard work, his belief in himself, because he went places where, you know, he didn't have the success. And there's nobody in this building, probably except Lamar Jackson, that's had as much pressure as Jadeveon Clowney. And when you look at him, the first thing I'll say is, years ago, I was training Clowney years ago. The bottom line is he was trying to learn how to do the cross chop. Simple as that. That's his go-to move. He's always had power. He's what you see is the difference between Jadeveon Clowney in Tennessee, the difference between Jadeveon Clowney in other places is that he's developed a skilled move. But also, add in, he has a complementary pieces around him that he's not Jadeveon Clowney, the first round pick, the number one guy. Man, he's just Jay, right? So he's not treated any different than Mike P. He's not treated any different than Tavius when it comes to the overall how we look at our, you know, the structure of the defense. And so he comes in with a learning attitude. And he's using moves. And to me, that's the biggest thing with Jadeveon. And, you know, he's always had the physical presence, always had the violent hands. And now I think also we hear this all the time, the culture. And my wife's always like, here we go with the culture. All right, here we go. You guys hear the culture. But I'll say the culture in that D front room is insulated by, like, a guy like Mike McDonald. Then it's insulated again by Coach Harbaugh, who's basically saying, hey, man, y'all do what y'all need to do. This isn't a coach that's pounding us saying, don't spin. Well, you ran too far past the quarterback. Don't do that again. Man, we're going to be cutting edge when it comes to teaching. And I really appreciate a guy like Jadeveon saying, you know what, I'm going to try this. You know, like the other day, he was trying to do a spin. I'm like, let's just work on that, right? But the point being, it is kind of like a culture. And Jadeveon's just reaping the benefits of a culture that Coach Harbaugh and – all the folks here have already set, because I tell you this, most places would have never brought me in and said, hey, Chuck, go ahead and work on that cross chop. Most people didn't like it. Go ahead and work on that spin. So JD's benefiting from what the folks here already gave me and Coach Weaver the opportunity to do. So if that answers the question.
Chuck, when you bring in a guy like Clowney, a guy like Van Noy, I mean, you see the potential is why you're bringing them in, but how satisfying is it for you and other coaches to actually see, you know, what you envision coming to fruition?
Well, I see it coming to fruition, but I told you guys a while back that we're going to get to the quarterback. No question, you know, but I think it feels good. And not as much for me. It's not – to me, it doesn't feel as much good for me particularly. I love seeing Jadeveon and KV getting their flowers. Jadeveon Clowney is what we see now. I mean, it's easy. Oh, well, let's look back. We can't look back right now, right? Of course. You're going to be always evaluated because you're the top overall pick. But the dude right now is as good as any rusher in the league. He's a game wrecker. And like we always tease him, I mean, JD, he'll say it. He could have 15, 17 sacks right now. Right now. So I'm not as much about me. Man, I'm so happy to see people talk about him positively. I'm happy to see KV, who was sitting on the couch, which he could always play. But then, you know, I'm glad to see those guys get their props. And I'm excited to win, and I pray that both of them or one of them gets to 10. Man, for their careers and their lives, you know, you brand that, your double-digit sacker, it's just something awesome, and I can't wait for them to see it.
Do you look at guys and identify a better swim move, full rush, or accentuate the positive, or are you always trying to incorporate new moves into what they have?
Well, the moves were started for us. Well, start off with JD. I've been training JD for years. I mean, we were training when he was in Tennessee. We were training when he was in Cleveland. We were training for years before I was a coach, right? He would come to Atlanta. So he's been working on this stuff for this one move for a minute. You know, and I used to call him when he was at Tennessee, like, dude, that's not it. You know, me and my assistant Dez would send him videos. We were like, you know, I used to consult guys from home, things like that. But, no, my philosophy is I'm going to teach you the skilled moves and we execute them, right? I'm not a big swim person. I don't like to swim because it opens up your hip. I'm a rip guy. Some people don't necessarily feel that way. But those are things that I believe have success. But when it comes to developing a pass rusher, I'm going to teach them the signature pass rush moves that work. Simple as that. We got guys that use push pulls. We got guys that use pops. We got guys use rip humps. We got guys use chop drives like Travis. The big thing is when it came to developing all of our guys, one thing me and Coach Weave talked about, we wanted everybody in the front to be a threat. We wanted everybody in the front to have a sack. So when you look at it, everybody that we put in that game is a threat that has developed a move, and a credit to the offseason program. It started, we were pass rushing. I mean, we did a lot of pass rush. We did a lot of pass rush in the preseason. So I think everybody developed a skill, you know, and we still go out there and do one-on-ones. We still do one-on-ones. So with Coach Joe, we're still working at it. So if that answers your question, yeah, everybody develops moves, and my philosophy is we're going to execute moves. If you're going to block us, you're going to block us because we use the move, not because we're not skilled up in using moves. So, you know, we've had success, but also we've had highs and we've had some lows. And this is how the game goes. The percentages say there's going to be a time where, hey, every game's not going to be where we're getting 2, 3, 5 sacks or getting 9, 10 hits on the quarterback. But the one thing that won't change, if they're going to beat us and we don't get those numbers, it won't be because we're not using high-performance skill pass rush moves.
We heard the news yesterday that David Ojabo had season-ending surgery.
Yep.
We know how excited you are about his future. How do you maybe help keep him focused on the light at the end of the tunnel as he goes through another rehab?
Well, I think it's the nature of the business. But Ja's a big part of, you know, everything that I've seen from the standpoint of what we want to be about. Ja's about being a pass rusher. Ja's a good person. You know, Ja is just unfortunate that he got injured. And Ja can rush, and I would have loved to see Ja out there. He could do all the different things that, you know, everyone else is doing out there. So, you know, I'm in constant communication with Ja, and, you know, I'm keeping him in my prayers. But I told Ja the other day, you know what the best part about this is? We're on the other side. Every day is a day getting closer to you coming back. And that's the way I look at it, and that's the way I want him to look at it, because it's true. You know, he's going to get healthy, and he'll be back. And but it takes one day at a time, but we got love for him.
Where does he kind of excel as a passer?
Well, I think, again, he accepted using skilled moves, you know. But, again, I want to say this too. Beek was already on fire. He came out last year. But a lot of people never brought up Beek, what he was doing, because we were looking at Calais and Justin Houston so much, you know. And they're great players. But last year, give him credit, and the guys who were here last year, Beek was already rolling, you know what I'm saying, doing some great things. What did he have, 6 or something like that? So, I mean, he was only 4 away from, you know, 10. But I think coming in this year, again, that culture, I mean, one thing is we want to have a pass rush culture. That's what we got. I mean, we're going to stop the run, but all week I'm thinking pass rush. So Coach Weave has responsibility. He doing the run. Let me just tell you, Weave does a lot now. He had that door cracked. Weave being there, man, he'll just look up. I got to go. But for me, it's always pass rush. So there's a person around here, I'm talking pass rush every second. It's a pass rush culture. You know, we're going before the game. Beeks, before the game, he'll work on his moves. He'll come up and say, Coach, I need to use my rip. You know what I'm saying? He works on moves. You seen Beeks got a sack on the spin. You seen Beeks get a sack on a cross chop. You seen Beeks get a sack on a chop drive. He's worked on his skills, you know, and basically took what he did last year and brought that forward. And the last thing I said this early on the year about Beek, man, dude is a really, when you hear a dog, we throw that around again a lot, cliche. Beeks is really the kind of dude that's absolutely trying to knock your head off every play. There's no other way to put it. So from that standpoint, we're going to throw him. When you think like that, effort comes into play to be a dog.
Chuck, some players come into the year with numerical goals for sacks, QB hits. Do you or does this staff have any quantifiable goals, or did they come into this year?
Well, I don't say we had goals, but when we were doing, like I was doing our PowerPoint, one of the goals was, of course, we want to lead the league in sacks. On my PowerPoint, that was one of the first things. And then the credit again to Coach Weave, you know, one day say, hey, y'all write y'all goals up there. And there are guys that, I'm not going to say who they are, that are on that brink of having those, reaching their potential and reaching their goal. But nah, that's not really a thing that we're sitting in there saying, hey, we want to be the, you know, get 60 sacks or break the team record or nothing like that. Because we talk a lot of pass rush, but it's not because we know we got so much more to go. I mean, you know, we could be sitting here another 2 weeks and y'all like, man, y'all ain't got no sacks. You know what I mean? So, nah, it's not like that. But you definitely, as a pass rush coach and the outside linebacker coach, there's no question. Just like our offense, what's the one thing that we want to do? We want to, Coach Harbaugh says we want to lead the league in rushing, right? We want Lamar to lead the league in passing percentage, right? So, I also would like to lead the league in beating up quarterbacks, honestly. Putting quarterbacks, making them where they on the ground, where they, you know, they lean to get back up. So that's the kind of goal we got. We want to put hands on quarterbacks, and that can affect the game, and the sacks come after that.
Well, what does it say about Jadeveon that, you know, at this stage of his career, he's asking you, he's saying, I want to learn a spin move.
Yeah.
You know, like that he's still trying to add those tools at this stage.
It says a lot, but it says that he wants to be better. But it really says, though, he wants to help this organization win a Super Bowl. When you're a guy like that that's willing to sacrifice and say, you know what, I've been this guy, the same guy that everybody said I was all these years, you know, an underachiever. But you know what? I'm going to take coaching. I'm going to listen to other guys. I'm going to be a leader because JD's a leader. Kyle Van Noy, he's a leader. I want to make sure I mention that. So it tells me that he's willing to make sacrifices to humble himself to say, you know what, maybe this could help. But ultimately, the big picture, JD wants to win a Super Bowl. So he hadn't talked about no goals like that. He is not one of those guys. Of course, he wants to get the number, but Jadeveon's not sitting around like, hey, I want to get 10, 15 sacks. I just think he's doing it for the whole deep front room is really a gang of grown men. You know what I mean? Just trying to do it for the common cause, and which is pretty cool to see, especially in the first year. Ain't no drama. I mean, literally no drama. Excuse me. We just come to work, and we got great guys and great leadership.
Chuck, when Adafe was going through the pre-draft process, you know, he had the 4-4-40 time, but you turn on the tape, and a lot of times he might have been the last guy to kind of cross the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
How important has him improving his get-off game for his development as a pass rusher, and I guess what can be done to help a guy with as much athletic gifts but make it more translatable to football?
Well, I know great athleticism doesn't always translate to getting sacks. We've seen that. If you go study the history of pass rush around the league, some of the slowest guys of all time become some of the best rushers. Matter of fact, not saying he's the slowest guy of all time, maybe the second greatest defender of all time who played here, who's our leading sacker. What was his 40 time, Suggs? I'm just asking. Okay, just asking. So that answers that question from that. To me, that's kind of like a myth. But from a Doff standpoint, you know, he continues to work on it. You know, we continue to work on it. You have, you know, great get-offs, and then some just like anyone else, just anyone, whether you Max Crosby, whether you Brian Burns, everybody has those days, you know. And so, but Doff continues to work. We continue to evaluate it, push him harder, to continue to do the little things like a get off will help, especially when you want a 4-3. You know, so I think that he continues to work on that, and that's something that we do put an emphasis on. But he's had it. You know, he's been getting off on the rock, and we'll continue to keep working on the skills. And these next five games, you know, keep working on the things that are going to help us work in the entire defense, because we can't just be, you know, about Doff, which, you know, when he gets a sack, it's just about Doff. But, yeah, he's working on his get off, and but he's done a good job this year.
All good.
Appreciate y'all.